What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 7th of July. Hope you're well and you've had a fantastic day. I'm just about to ruin it for you because I've got some really bad news. The plague's back. The plague, you know, the bubonic plague that wiped out 60% of Europe's population in the medieval days, has just made a grand comeback. It's starting off in China and Mongolia. I hope it doesn't go on a world tour because that's going to be fucking right load of shit. Imagine catching those both at the same time. COVID and the bubonic plague. There's no way in the fucking world you're going to survive that. Not unless you're Popeye or the Hulk. So it's going to be a horror film that I do not want to see. Especially in real life, in 3D. Henry VIII, that was when social distancing first came in, I think. When Henry VIII was, and all those days. But he hid away for fucking months or a long time whilst the plague was going around because it was easy to catch. I mean, we've got antibiotics at the moment, but whether that would stop the fucking new strains of it. And what's it come from? Eating animals again. China, rodents. People have been eating fucking rodents. You know, animal, any animal is causing disease and fucking, harm to humans. But rodents and fucking, there's certain animals that are bats, rodents, marmots, all that. They're just not typical dining, are they? But anyway, that's where it's come from in China. I don't know where it's come from in Mongolia, but I'm going to really start fucking getting under my my head under my pillow with sucking my thumb again, hiding away from the realities of the world. And hopefully, unless we get some more, what's it called? When they're going to start bringing out a disease that is actually fun to have, you know, like even if you're going to die. Imagine if you just it just made you feel like you was having a great time. You was just, what's it called, like high, like hallucinating, having the fucking best time of your life whilst you're dying. That's the disease that we want. We don't want one where you feel like shit and the fucking last thing you fucking feel is like horrible. And, you know, you can't see any of your loved ones and all that. You want one that makes you feel like you're having a fucking big old party. You're having like, you know, doing the conga in your head and you're just bopping your head about like having a great time in the bed as you slowly drift away. At least all your family can go, oh, look at him. He's fucking having a great time there. He's got his best music on in his head. He's high as a kite. He's got all his favourite drugs and he's fucking on an all-nighter at a rave. Look at him. You can see it in his face. He's gurning and his eyes are rolling. Brilliant. That's the way to go. If you're going to go from a disease, that's the one. If not, at the very least, fucking inject us with something. If you know that we're a gunner and you've got the plague and the COVID, double dose, inject me with something that makes me feel like I'm fucking... Well, just inject me with fucking heroin, cocaine, LSD, all at once. Toad juice, whatever it is that's on the toad back that the Amazonian tribes use. Give me all that at once. And let me have a fucking big old party inside my head. You probably might have recovered them from the first one and then you'll fucking cabbage your brain from that one. So it could go the other way. So give me light doses to start with. Make sure I'm all right with it. Anyway, what's it called? NASA is planning a moon base. Otherwise, if this plague and everything does kick off, we might have to fuck off to the moon. Luckily, they're building a pit stop up there, like a service station for rockets. So when you fly up, you can go to the moon, fill up with petrol, and then you can fly off from there off to wherever you're going in the universe. Or you could just keep orbiting the moon. If we all just have to get off the Earth, we can all just get in a rocket, orbit the moon in the rocket, and then just keep dropping down and filling up. Although, where the fuck they're getting the fuel from? Gas cans, apparently. It's part of NASA's mission to get the first woman and the next man on the moon within 4 years. And it's also meant to be a pit stop on the way to Mars. So you can stop. Imagine that, stopping off at the moon for a piss and then fucking getting all your treats and everything. Ginster's pasties out of the moon service station. Maybe you can get some like bubonic plague fucking marmot pasty as well. No, they won't want that. But it'd be crazy, wouldn't it? Be a strange scenario, but it could work. That's like 100 years from now. That will actually be the thing. Moon magazine. you know, taking photos of what's it called, paparazzi on the moon, taking photos of all the stars and the Z-list celebrities who have secretly phoned them and told them that they're on the way to the shops in their tracksuit. There's going to be none of that because there ain't nobody on moon on the moon that's quite as self-serving as anybody. Is there anybody more self-serving than a Z-list celebrity? Probably not. We'll have to just get like photos of all the what's it called, whack-a-moles. You know that game at the zoo, at the fucking carnival. The heads pop up and they bang it, they bash it with a hammer. That's what it'd be like in the moon because everybody lives in craters, so all the heads will be popping up like what's his name? The fucking what them fucking animals called on the adverts? Bollocks. Oh, I can't remember. Fuck. It's gone out of my head. They're there anyway. You know the animals that stand up on the back legs and compare the market, whatever the fuck they are. Compare the meerkats. That's it. Meerkats. They'll all be like that. All anybody's living on there would just be popping their head out and going morning, because everybody lives in a crater. Anyway, so yeah, if you want to get to Mars, first of all, you'd have to stop off at the moon and get your points, get your petrol points and whatever else. Anyway, we ain't going to be around to see that. We ain't going to be around to see fucking next year, by the way things are going with the viruses and the diseases that are coming at us. Crazy shit. What's it called? This guy don't give a shit. He's like, this guy's he's a rich Tory. And he's been getting jiggy behind his wife's back with some prostitutes. And apparently, is it a prostitute? Or is it a woman anyway? And he's been chasing her, shouting, "I'm a naughty Tory. I'm a naughty Tory boy." And he likes bondage and whips, apparently. So I hope that's not news to his wife. Well, it is going to be news to his wife. But imagine, like, he's never done any of that stuff with her. He's like spanking the woman and everything and going, "I'm a naughty Tory." She's bound to be out. She's bound to be thinking now, right, I'm going to be taking all his rich. He thinks he's fucking Mr. Clever with all his money. He didn't have a prenuptial. And so he has been a naughty Tory because he's going to lose half his fucking shit. He's gone. So I don't know what the scenario is, but he's been chased around the kitchen. And it sounded like a sketch from a Benny Hill show, apparently. I don't know how we know this. I've not read the story because I can't be asked to spend that much time reading about, you know, his life. But I just saw the, what's it called? The power words, the power phrases, that he likes kinky sex. And his wife's going to come out now and start dishing the dirt on him anyway, because she's not going to be happy with that at all. Not unless she's been doing it as well, and like they're a bit of a swinging couple. That's all right, because she's involved then, isn't she? There's no need to take half his shit, but she might still want to take half his shit anyway. Because this is the perfect excuse. She might have been waiting and waiting and waiting to catch him in the moment. And now she has it. What's it called? The guy who made the music to The Good, The Bad and The Ugly. What's it called? Ennio, I can't say his name. I've tried to say his name fucking so many times. Ennio Morricone. He's done loads of fucking brilliant music scores, but The Good, The Bad and The Ugly, that's fucking almost when I was a child, The Good, The Bad and The Ugly, but it's stand out, the music, isn't it? I can't even do it. That's about as tone deaf as you could probably get, so I'm not doing him any favours with that, but he's died. He's done a lot of the spaghetti westerns, I think, and he also done Tarantino's The Hateful Eight, so if you want to check out his music again. But he's done loads of stuff, but especially Clint Eastwood stuff. But he just died at the age of 91. It's mad. He's lived a fucking life of music from all the way back then. I mean, that's 1970s, isn't it? Or it might even be late 1960s. But it might be a good time to sort of get his composed music out on the. He did a concert recently. I'm sure my friend went to it. He did a concert in London with the Royal Albert Hall. So he had all the orchestra and everything there. That would have been fucking amazing to listen all to film scores live with the proper orchestra. And he doesn't do it very often. It's very rare. And clearly he's not going to be doing any anymore. But that's a shame. But that's a legend. Another one gone. And it was probably like an understated legend, because you'd know him through his music. You probably wouldn't even have heard of him or know who he is to look at, but like when you just go to one of his concerts, you probably hear tune after tune after tune after tune and go, fucking hell, I know all of them, and I didn't know the man behind them. So yeah, shame. We've all got to go one day. We've all got to go off to the next place. Hopefully it's a bit better than this place. Or it's going to be a lot more fun. No, it's going to be better. It's good down here. And it has its moments, but I just hope I have more money in the next place and I'm fucking living the life of Riley instead of fucking scratching around and robbing Peter to pay Paul. What's it called? Police in Catalonia have been arrested. I've arrested somebody for selling fake condoms. And they knew that they were fake condoms because one guy bought some and they were too small. Now, the only way you're going to know that is if you must have a small dick or something, because you're probably like, fucking condoms are never too small for me. And I've just bought condoms and they're too small for me. And I've got a small dick. That ain't fucking, that is not right. So he's like, must be thimble size. So, you know, there would just be like a hat on a normal size fucking dick or something, probably. Yeah, but anyway, the reason they also caught them out is because oral sex, which is written on the packet, was spelt eral sex, E-R-E-A-L. So it was a spelling mistake as well. So they've obviously come from a country like China or somewhere where they don't realise the proper spelling for English, or they've just misspelt it and thought it was correct, because no English company would have fucking spelt oral sex wrong, would they? On a thousand runs of condoms. So yeah, so keep them peeled. If you go and buy some and you just like, you know, you burst through it and it ends up being a hula hoop on your member, or it's too small for you, you know, that's give you a bit of kudos actually. If you're like in bed and you're like, normally, you know, you don't have that problem. You go, oh, these ones are too small for me. And she'll be like, oh, that's an illusion then, because I thought it weren't that big. But you must be. I guess I must be pissed. Anyway, let's just carry on without it and make love and make babies. No, let's don't make babies, because we're only together because of the beer goggles. Let's leave the babies off the menu. I don't want to be fucking tied to you for the rest of my life. God, that's a bit. I've just brought the. I've just depressed. Is anybody in that situation? I am sorry about that, if I've made you think about it again. A stag party is the guy who's getting himself into that situation. A stag party in the Alps has ended with a snake bite on his tongue and a trip to the hospital. How the fuck? A baby viper has bit him on the fucking tongue and his tongue has swelled up. How the hell did a baby viper get all the way up into the Austrian Alps? I didn't even know they had snakes in vipers in Europe, let alone in fucking the Alps. He's got to have done it for a joke, hasn't he? For part of his stag do. Everyone's going, go on, put your tongue in his mouth, or put your tongue out, or give it a kiss. Next thing you know, the viper's gone bang and just bit him on the tongue. Or maybe he might have like enjoyed that for a little bit. He might have got a bit of venom in, mixed it with the vodka. He might have like done what I've said earlier on and started to have a fucking bit of a party in his head. But apparently it started to swell up and everything. And that's not good. If your tongue starts to swell up and it fills your mouth, it block off your airwaves. So that ain't no fun. But apparently he survived. Lived to tell the tale. His girlfriend will be getting a nice big tongue down the throat at the aisle. What's it called? Courtesy of the baby viper. She might just think, fucking hell, this guy is turning me on right here and now. Let's fucking, you know, let's not get too horny while both of our families are stood behind us. That's going to do, that's not going to make the wedding photos very pretty. Could be just like a swing. You could do a separate one where like your families have all moved and like gone on, and another day you do the wedding again for you and all your swinging pals. Wonder if anybody's done that. And then you just like, you know, you do your prenuptials, you do your nuptials, beg your pardon. And then you, next thing you know, everybody just bursts into a big, massive fucking wedding orgy. There you go. There's an idea for you. Anybody who's a swinger on site or listening at the moment, don't invite me because I do get shy in the crowd. I don't think I'd live up to my my bragging rights. What I'm going to say, last one. Got a couple more to do. Celebrity hairdresser Nicky Clark revealed that he was once paid £12,000 for three blow dries. Not blow jobs, blow dries. He's actually fucking done three Hollywood stars. One of them is Isabella Rossellini. She's also got a hard name to say. There you go. I can't say it three times. Three times fast. But she did. He did three blow dries, and they said to him, "Just do the hair. Nothing. The money is no object." Why would you say that? Of course, you're just gonna fucking just go bang. I'm gonna charge you whatever the fuck I want to charge them. Just said money's no object. Just send us the bill. So he's going, right, okay, £12,000. Normally it would be £40 a pop, but now you're gonna I'm gonna bill you for £12,000, and they paid it as well. Fucking idiots. Anyway, there you go. A fool in their money. That's the best customer to have, rich people. Well, saying that, there's two strings to that bow. Rich people usually are tight as fuck, but obviously not when they are up your arse, because he's a celebrity hairdresser. So they want to, like, you know, rub shoulders with him and sort of, you know, be mates and whatever that they are. And, like, you know, probably had a... have a story to tell. Oh, I had my hair done by Nicky Clark. It's one of those, isn't it? So he's just going, well, fuck you, I'll sting you then because you're stupid. There you go. That's life at the top. I don't get that kind of fucking situation. I can't even afford to have my hair cut at the moment. Not until you lot start fucking sharing my podcast around and telling people how great I am, and then I'll fucking get to the top of the podcast charts and make loads and loads of money. I don't think that's ever going to happen, but anyway, while you're enjoying it and while I'm enjoying it, we'll keep rolling. What's it called? Gwyneth Paltrow is selling a £45 roll-on deodorant with the same fragrance as the one that smells like her vagina. It's great news. So if you're getting out of the bath and you want to put a bit of a roll-on, everyone goes, oh, what are you wearing? That smells nice. Oh, that's Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina juice smell. Juice. I didn't need to say juice. Sorry about that. But yeah, so that's bringing out a new one in the range. That's going to be everywhere. They're going to do everything, aren't they? They're going to do perfume. I'm sure they're going to. Everything's going to smell like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina. It's a good marketing thing to get. Her name is just going to be just continuously known, isn't it? But I wouldn't really want. Imagine somebody saying, oh, this one smells like Wayne's penis. This one is the Eau de Penis. Oh, do you know, sweaty whatever. I don't think it's a very good selling. I wouldn't want to fucking wear it. I wouldn't want to smell it. I wouldn't buy the candle, and I wouldn't buy the deodorant. No, thank you. Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina smells like is best for her and her husband, not for fucking my living room while I'm trying to watch the TV. I don't want that waft coming under my nose. Turning me off. A driver caught doing 115 mile an hour on the motorway told police he was desperate for the toilet. Of course he fucking was, if he's doing 115 mile an hour. But it's a good excuse. You're not going to get away with it though, but it's a good excuse. I must admit, I've been in that situation once, and I was hitting fucking speed bumps. And I was flying over them. I was doing like Dukes of Hazzard. I was hitting them and just like taking off. I was trying to get home very, very quickly. Anyway, but that's another story. But I did make it, but I made it. And also I didn't make it. I had a bit of both. But yeah, this guy was doing 115 mile an hour. So if you are going to decide to fucking ramp your car up along the motorway, it is... One of the good excuses. The other one is you have to say that one of my family is very, very, very ill and they're about to die and I need to get there in time. And then you'll have to get somebody to play that part and just make sure that they're lying in bed and fucking, you know, pour boiling water in a fucking whatever and put it over their head, make sure they've got a massive fever, so when the police come round to double check it all, it's all like, you know, you got to set it all up for yourself. Otherwise, you're just going to lose. He's probably got 6 points on his licence now. He might have even lost his licence because I don't think you can drive 150 mile an hour without fucking getting serious trouble. And I don't know why they make cars with that speed on them, because all people want to do is drive them fast. You have to take it on the one in London. In Germany, don't you? The Autobahn. You can fucking drive as fast as you like around there. You don't need to need a piss. It's you just need to drive slowly to get there, and then you can do what you like. Right, anyway, I think I'm going to leave it there, and hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. So drive safely, unless you need a piss, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.